Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on Everyday Live, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ AM 1400, positive talk radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. If all of this sounds like National Public Radio, well, you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. And you're going to want to keep that number handy because we're going to be having a giveaway in our second 20-minute segment. So you want to keep that number 639-0008 handy. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is personal freedom. All of my guests will discuss various aspects of personal freedom. My first guest is a professor at Oklahoma State University who specializes in entrepreneurship. We'll discuss how today's entrepreneur are women from her latest book, A Cup of Cappuccino for the Entrepreneur's Soul. My second guest is the former British ambassador to Libya. We're going to discuss the turmoil in that country as its citizens strive for personal freedom. My third guest is a medical student and a surgeon, but he delights in transforming persons of average income into above and have average above average motivation into millionaires. He'll talk to us about his secrets to a seven-figure income. As always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Jaretta Horn Nord is a professor of management science and information systems at the Spears School of Business at Oklahoma State University. Jaretta was a senior Fulbright scholar in Slovenia and served as a visiting scholar at UCLA and the University of Southern Queensland. She's the founder of A Cup of Cappuccino for the Entrepreneur Spirit book series. She received her BS from Southeast Oklahoma State University in business education. She received her master's from Southeastern Oklahoma State University in behavioral science, and she received her EDD from Oklahoma State University in Business Education and Information Systems. Jaretta, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm great.
Well, it's glad to have you on board. Entrepreneurship is something that is very near and dear to the hearts of many of my listeners here in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Many of my listeners actually own their own businesses, or they work for small businesses as well. Now, I want to come to you because you've really looked at this from entrepreneurialism from the female perspective. And I just want to start out by positioning and saying that we're going through a societal shift here that is probably as powerful and pervasive as when women first entered the workforce. Men accounted for nearly 75% of the layoffs in the recent downturn in the United States economy. So why do you think men were so negatively impacted by this recent downturn?
Yeah, a couple of reasons. One is the industry. You know, the construction and manufacturing accounted for about half the job loss during the recession. And so a lot of those jobs were held by men. And you know, some would say probably the higher wages, some in layoffs, sometimes they try to get rid of higher paid people. And so men typically make more than women. And on the positive side for women, I think is that women just have a really high energy level. They're detail oriented, have great work ethic. They're used to multitasking and managing multiple things at once. And so they're really valuable employees.
All right, well, we'll come back and talk about the positive aspects of female entrepreneurs. But I think the big societal reason that I was bringing this up is when those men get laid off, and 75% of the layoffs were men in this last recession, what does it mean for the over 2 million wives who have to support the families today?
You know, it means, well, for both, it may mean doing what's necessary, starting a business, even if it's a home-based business. finding some way to generate income. And many times, just like, you know, it's always been in history, many times disasters are what we think of as crises, just an opportunity.
Well.
And so then over the long term, they may look back at this and say, wow, I wouldn't have started this business had it not been for that recession.
All right, and we'll have to see what time tells us about this last recession, if it turns out to be an opportunity for many, as I'm sure it will be for some, no doubt about that. More and more women, Jaretta, are entering into graduate schools and colleges in general at a much faster rate than men. They're getting into engineering, they're getting into business, law school, medical schools. So it's no surprise to me that more and more women are entering into business, but it may surprise some of my listeners to know that in 2009, it was a pivotal year because women entering business actually earned more than their male college-educated counterparts. And I don't think that that trend is ever going to reverse itself. So women are starting businesses at a faster and faster rate than ever before, despite the economic downturn. What are some of the common and some of the uncommon reasons that women start their own business?
Well, women like, I mean, I think we all like to have that freedom that you mentioned, the flexibility to, you know, be able to, if we need to go to an appointment or go pick up our child, we can do that without having to go to someone and ask off and feel guilty. And so the freedom, the flexibility, and no doubt entrepreneurs put in more hours than employees do typically, but you still have, you are in control of your own destiny. So I think that's huge in determining, you know, do I want to be in control of my destiny? Do I want to not get the pink slip and not have to worry about am I going to lose my job? And you have to have that work ethic. You have to have that passion. But it's a very good way of life.
All right. We're talking to Jaretta Nord, everybody, author of the book, A Cup of Cappuccino for the Entrepreneur Spirit. We're talking about female entrepreneurialism. And you mentioned it earlier, Jaretta. Now I want to really bear down on it and talk specifically. What are the most important traits for female entrepreneurs based on the research you did for your book?
Number one is passion. No matter what you do, love what you're doing. If you don't love what you're doing, you're not going to be successful. So, and some people have said to me, how do I find my passion? How do I know if this is my passion? Well, first of all, you will know if it's your passion because you can't wait to get up in the morning and you don't want to go to bed at night and you love every second of the day. So, you know, I think you know if it's your passion, but what I tell people in figuring out what their passion is write down things that you love to do. Write down things you're good at, because even if you love something, if you're not good at it, it may not work. And so write down things you're good at. And then have another sheet of paper. These are things that I don't have skills for, I'm not good at. And evaluate that. And then, you know, do some research and look at what's being done. You're probably not going to come up with a brand new idea, but you can certainly start a business and differentiate yourself and do something better than others. So passion's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Networking is something that women are good at, but there may be some room really for them to improve in that area as far as business goes. We're good socially, but the good old boys club, I don't think women have had their good old girls club in the past. So they're learning, you know, mastermind groups. How important that networking is and making those connections and supporting each other, not competing against each other, but supporting each other and celebrating other successes. If you give to others, you will receive back. My saying now is givers become greater.
All right, givers become greater. I like that, Jaretta. So passion and networking, definitely skills that women are. What are some of the other important traits that female entrepreneurs have to have?
Well, work ethic. Of course, you know, nobody's going to start a business, whether it's online or brick and mortar, and people just come to you. You've got to work hard. So work ethic's critical. Perseverance is important. It's never really over until you quit. And so perseverance, hanging in there, realizing, and that's what these stories in the book are all about, is the adversities, the challenges that entrepreneurs have faced, and then their successes as well. Because many times entrepreneurs feel isolated or they feel they may be the only one experiencing these kind of adversities. And every successful person has had setbacks. And the way that I look at this is that every setback brings you one step closer to success, because we're going to have those setbacks. And rather than looking at them negatively or letting them destroy us, you just check that off and say, take a step, I'm closer to success now. And so that perseverance is important, work ethic is important, integrity. You know, it takes a lifetime to build that integrity. It takes 5 minutes to destroy it. So always take the do the right thing. If you one way to evaluate that is if you don't want it in the paper the next morning, if you're doing something and you wouldn't want it published, don't do it.
All right. So. We're talking to Jaretta Horn Nord, everybody. We're talking about female entrepreneurs, and she's just given us some traits that female entrepreneurs need to have: passion, networking, work ethic, perseverance, and integrity. So I'm going to ask you, Jaretta, how are these different from the traits that male counterparts have to have as entrepreneurs?
You know, I think women are, over time, are more confident than they were in the past and have more management skills, but that's something that maybe has been lacking in past years, because we weren't in the workforce traditionally as much as men, weren't in executive positions. So, you know, that networking, learning the networking skills, and men have to have networking too, but I think women, you know, have to really work on that and really support each other. Many times women, unlike men, have a tendency to be a little more competitive with each other rather than supportive, and so that's something that also differs. And of course, integrity. I think, you know, that's for everyone. But women really need to look at their strengths. We're good at multitasking. We're very detail oriented. We like that flexibility, and you know, we're nurturing. So nurturing a business is important. Being able to stick with it and give it the care that it needs to grow is critical.
Jaretta, I'm going to have to hit the pause button and rewind back to something you just said in that answer. You say that females are more competitive amongst each other than males. How do you mean that?
Well, I think that women sometimes have a tendency to be jealous of each other, to backstab a little bit more than men do.
Interesting, because men, the alpha male prototype comes to mind, thinking about competitiveness. And boy, when you think about successful business people, whether it's a Donald Trump or somebody of that ilk, you think about ultra-competitive, pedal-to-the-metal type of an individual, extremely competitive, much more so than I think about when I think about women entrepreneurs.
Really? Well, and that is, you know, I don't disagree that men are competitive. I think women do it in a different way. They're not as likely to be true to each other. We hope that's changing. We do see it changing some with entrepreneurs and like-minded people, but many times women dwell more on issues where men may say what they think, they're over it, and they move on. And women, if they have issues with each other, then, you know, they want to retaliate or, you know, get back at them. They not only get mad, they get even.
All right. Well, that makes it clear. We're talking to Jaretta Horn Nord, everybody. We're talking about her latest book, which is A Cup of Cappuccino for the Entrepreneur Spirit. And I liked your book, Jaretta, because it's a compilation of stories. I mean, the stories, as you said earlier in the interview, are meant to be uplifting. They're meant to be positive. They're meant to be encouraging for women. I thought among the more interesting stories in the book that you feature is the one about 93-year-old Lucy Jarvis, who was a television pioneer. Tell us that story.
Oh, she is great, and she was actually on a panel in an event in New York City. She's 93 years old. She was producer for Barbara Walters, moved from one network to the other with Barbara Walters, and she just had that tenacity. She had the guts, the courage to go out and do what it takes to be successful. She filmed Kennedy. She filmed the Kremlin in Russia, first person to ever do that, and the way that she made that happen was by asking. And Kennedy said, it'll never happen, so, you know, okay, yeah, if they agree, that's fine. And they said, it'll never happen, so, okay. And so she got them both to agree and went forward. And she just, you know, she still, at 93 years old, has just what she calls moxie, you know, just that energy and courage. And I think that is so important, is to have the courage to cross that river of fear, because we all have fear, And women are a little bit more risk averse than men. But, you know, for whatever reason, they just evaluate things more and a little bit more typically. I mean, these, I'm stereotyping here, but maybe a little bit more afraid of risk. And these are things that I think women, as a result of getting out there in the business sector, are learning that they don't need to, you know, that they really need to take risk and be willing to go out there and ask and be rejected. Because they're venture capitalists, sometimes you have to go to 100, 200. You know, you just have to keep trying until you get someone to say yes.
All right, we're talking to Jaretta Nord, everybody, about her book, A Cup of Cappuccino for the Entrepreneur Spirit. And what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, Jaretta?
Well, I want three things. I want them to be inspired, I want them to feel like they've been educated, and I want them to be empowered. And I really believe that these stories do that. Stories are powerful. You learn from stories. You remember stories better than you do when you learn through logic and analysis, and because it's the mirrors are human thought. And these stories really do empower, and you learn from them.
All right. We've been talking to Jaretta Horn Nord, everybody, who is the author of the book, A Cup of Cappuccino for the Entrepreneur Spirit. Jaretta, if people are intrigued by what you say, or if there are some female entrepreneurs out there in the audience listening to the sound of your voice, they want to learn more, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Well, my website is acupofcappuccino.com, C-A-P-P-U-C-C-I-N-O, so acupofcappuccino.com. And also, the books are available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com, as well as some bookstores. And my email is Jaretta, J-E-R-E-T-T-A, at acupofcappuccino.com. I'm certainly willing to answer questions, communicate with whoever might be interested.
Oh, that's a very generous offer. We've been talking to Jaretta Horn Nord, everybody, author of the book, A Cup of Cappuccino for the Entrepreneur Spirit. Jaretta, thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.